from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi live from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern, Wrigleyville, 10 to 2, Tuesday, September 17th. They'll be joined by Cubs pitcher Justin Steele in the noon hour. Be listening every day next week for your chance to win tickets to watch them do the show while enjoying a complimentary buffet provided by Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. It's all brought to you by Bosch Power Tools and Phillips Chevrolet. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Mully has been off today. We've had a lot of fun, and we have a lot of people to thank, beginning with Evan Thomas, who gets us on the Twitch stream every single morning. We'd like to thank everyone for all their calls, all their texts, all their contributions via Twitter and social media. And also, most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday, August 23rd. I'd like to thank Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer. That young man's father called in very proudly and said that he was in charge and responsible for that chance. So thank you to him as well. Thank you to Alex Kuhn filling in for Brandon Fryer today.
He's a backup.
But Alex is an MVP. He's a backup who plays like an MVP. He did a great job today contributing with all the things in the pick six and otherwise. Now it's time to go out to Vegas.
We're going to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas, Nevada. Where we will join, we'll be joined by Lawrence Holmes, Layla Rahimi, and Dan Bernstein. Hello, everybody. How's Vegas?
Well, it's certainly a better view today. Nothing against the Galaxy Ballroom, but today we are at Stadium Swim. There is about as lovely a cool breeze as you're ever going to have in the desert in August. And we've got an impossibly clear picture of the PGA tournament in front of us here on the massive television.
Okay, have you had the milkshake from the the cereal milk? The crunchberry milkshake. Yes, Dan, have you tried that?
I was thinking about it last night, and I ended up thinking better of it, and
that
I did not.
A much better idea. Like, we were at the event that they were having for everyone out here at Circa over at the D, and Dan's like, I'm going to go to Walgreens now and make sure that I can have this shake later.
Yeah, I had to get my lactase, so I was prepared. I actually did make a move to prepare and then thought better of it, and I'm all good.
Are you enjoying
yourself,
Layla?
I went to the blackjack table.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, this ends well.
You didn't even spend more than 30 seconds there, and you're walking away with a wad of cash.
Yeah, it was a good run. The cards were really nice, and then there was a dealer change, and I was like, you know what? I'm leaving.
Stay hot.
I figured that's what Vegas Hall would have done.
That probably would have been me. As little as possible time at the tables. You take the money and you run. And then
you go buy your
Crunchberry milkshake.
That's right. That's what I did.
Yeah. Ray and I saw the mantis.
Yes.
We had to, and it was hilarious because a fire truck drove by the mantis, and we thought the mantis was about to start up a show because it, like, did two puffs and, like, moved a little, and then the fire truck honked back, and that's when we realized the mantis was saying hi to the fire truck.
So wait, you got to whiteboard this for the morning show listeners.
Yeah,
the mantis, Layla.
We have no idea what
we're
I
not
just
all
said.
In on the mantis story. You need to whiteboard it for us.
Yeah, that was a lot. If it's out of
it's
context,
it's a lot.
So there's a giant mechanical mantis that is downtown in Las Vegas that's close to Circa, conveniently.
Right down Fremont.
On a pretty happening block in front of a container park that's been turned into an entertainment complex that shoots fire to music, to the beat. And Well, this all sounds pretty madcap. It's a great scene. Like, the container park is essentially like these reformatted containers that have turned into really fun spots, like bars and other places, you know, to host outdoor events and stuff like that. In fact, there was one last year, at least, that said, real Mexican food created by real Mexicans, and I appreciate the trolls.
As opposed to real Mexican food created by fake Mexicans,
it's a thing out
there's
here.
A lot of people in our city of Chicago who do that and make a good living. So anyway,
but in the city of Chicago, almost all of our food is made by real Mexicans, regardless of the cuisine.
Keyword almost. Yeah.
Some of the most famous people who, you know, have made a living off of that or not. So anyway, all of that said, there's a giant mechanical mantis. So Ray and I go to see it because it plays, it spits fire to music, and does.
I got
so
the
to
Rick
such,
Bayless shot by the
such
way.
Such musical good. Hits yeah. like "Pour Some Sugar on Me," and this time it did.
Little Def Leppard.
Yeah, well, that was the last time I was here, but this time it was different. But the mantis was just sitting idle because it's got like 15 minutes, I think, between shows.
It takes a lot to, and, you know, we got to rest.
And we're sitting there, and then we saw the mantis basically say hi to the fire truck, which is appropriate if you spit fire for a living, that you want to say what's up to the fire truck driving by. It was very adorable.
So it doesn't sound like you guys watched the Bears game.
No, we did.
Because, you know, we're on that Pacific time,
oh,
David.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
right.
it started at
that's
5:30
right.
out
yeah,
here.
Everything all is right. weird. You know, there was programming on after DNC programming out here, for example.
Wow.
There's that whole concept. Yeah. I hear that 60 Minutes is on everywhere except on the West Coast after football games on Sundays.
And then murder.
She wrote.
You got to love that. Yeah, and you guys are going to be watching college football in the morning. Breakfast college football, right?
Yeah, I think I'm the last one to leave. Are you leaving tonight, Dan?
No.
You're leaving tomorrow?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Okay.
I thought Dan would be out like at 2:05.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too, but apparently not. But yeah, at 9 o'clock I'll be able to catch a little bit of the game before I head to the airport out here at Stadium Swim.
It's week zero. I don't know if you heard. It's week zero.
Look, all I want to know is, did Delaware State make it to Hawaii? Because that was a question. That's the late game Saturday, and they had missed their flight. So hopefully Delaware State made it to Hawaii so that they can play in that late game so the degenerates like us can bet, because you're always chasing, and Hawaii is always your best friend when you're chasing.
That's a college football fan. I can understand everything you just said because I love those games too. Yeah. What else you guys got going today?
Well, the big thing we have going today is Matt Eberflus joining us at 12:25. We're really looking forward to that. And we're going to revisit some of the things that Kevin Warren told the local broadcast last night. Excuse me. And Ian Cunningham had some very interesting things to say about his role with the Chicago Bears.
Two-hour Chris Emma.
And the way this team has been built. And I think that he has been an unsung but valuable player in making this roster, as making some of these decisions on this roster apparently as difficult as they finally are. We'll bring back some of what Sean King had to say yesterday because he caused a bit of a firestorm. Matt Ryan has been in town. He was talking to Brad Biggs about what he thinks about this team. And what else are we doing? We are having Kevin Fishbane at noon. We have Mike Palm, who is really sort of the brainchild behind this Ultimate Contest weekend. He's going to join us at 12:40. And then Nate Tice of the Athletic Football Show podcast at 1.
Have fun out there. Have a great show.
Thanks, David.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.